بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب حفظ السر. الحمد لله. This is the 85th chapter of Riyad al-Salihin. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi now bring the chapter on protecting a secret, keeping a secret. قال الله تعالى وَأُوفُ بِالْعَهْدِ إِنَّ الْعَهْدَ كَانَ مَسْؤُولًا. Allah Ta'ala says, and fulfill the pledge. Certainly, questioning shall take place with regard to pledges. In other words, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi brought this verse about taking a pledge under the chapter of protecting a secret, because a secret is like an indirect pledge with another person. You are confiding in him and you are discussing something with him, expecting him to now protect your message that you have given or your conversation, the secret that has taken place between the two of you. So it is an indirect pledge. And therefore, this verse teaches us that we should not expose and divulge the secrets of others. Otherwise, we'll be questioned regarding this on the day of Qiyamah. وَنَبِي سَعِيدٍ الْخُدْرِي رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهُ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِنَّ مِنْ أَشَرِّ النَّاسِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ مَنْزِلَةً يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ الرَّجُلَ يُفْضِي إِلَى الْمَرْأَةِ وَتُفْضِي إِلَيْهِ ثُمَّ يَنْشُرُ سِرَّهَا رَوَاهُ مُسْلِمُ. It's a very important hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, narrated by Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala. He says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, amongst the worst of people in the sight of Allah on the day of Qiyamah, the word ashar has been mentioned. إِنَّ مِنْ أَشَرِّ النَّاسِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. From amongst the worst of people in the sight of Allah on the day of Qiyamah will be a person who engages in conjugal relationships with his wife and she with him. So they have this mutual relationship, intimacy, and they spend the night together. But then he goes and he exposes her secret. In other words, the bedroom stories, whatever has transpired. The next day he goes and he reveals all this to his friends and to others. So this is very, very important for all of us, that these conjugal relationships that take place between husband and wife, it should be kept between them. Nothing should be divulged to any person. This hadith explains that all personal matters between the spouse, between the husband and wife, especially relating to conjugal relationships, they are an amanat, they are a trust between husband and wife. It should be kept as a secret. It is the right of the wife that her personal matters should not be exposed before others. Also the right of the husband. The wife mustn't go and tell her friends. Exposing such matters is a major sin in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because you are now going to interfere with the honor and integrity of your partner. You are going to divulge things that they would not like. You must go and explain to others. So we should always keep these things as secrets. Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala, a very great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he marries a woman from the Kinda tribe. Marriage is consummated. And the next morning, his friends come to him and they ask him, how was your wife last night? Trying to get some information about his privacy. He ignores this question. They repeat this question. He ignores this question. But when they began to persist, then Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala, he tells them, see, Allah has made curtains, barriers and screens to conceal that which is behind those things. So a person has a curtain. Why? Because what is behind the curtain is now needs to be concealed. And he says, so Allah has made these screens and curtains to conceal what is behind them. What is apparent, it is permissible to ask regarding that. But not about those things that are behind those curtains and screens. Those are hidden. He then said, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that those people who mention and make viral and narrate such matters regarding their own privacy with regard to conjugal relationships with their wives, they are like donkeys having relationships in the street, in public. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. We should keep the secret, and especially with regard to the husband and wife, matters at home, these all should be kept as a secret and not should be divulged to any person. Allah Ta'ala protect us. Allah grant us afiyat. Wa akhir da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.